I learned at a certain age that, actually didn't learn this at an early age, I learned this at a younger age, that I shouldn't really do certain things because I can't swim. So, I have a couple of stories to tell regarding this. Like, I've been to swimming classes in school. I've been helped. I just couldn't figure it out. To be frank with you, I haven't tried to swim ever since this last story. And I think you'll know why once I tell the story.
Oh my God.
I don't even know where I was at. I think I went on like a vacation with one of my friends and his family. And we went to a water park, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool, you know what I'm saying? Just besides this small period of time. I get on this ride. And it's like a ride that, like, you stand straight and they just take the floor off from the bottom.
Oh,
so that's lit. So it's like, boom. They're like, all right, now when you get up, just walk through the water and, you know, you'll be done. He said, walk through the water. I'm only 5'9". So I didn't really take into account that this gentleman was about 6'4". The water was at least 6 feet deep. Going at the speed I was going, and I wasn't this fat at this time, so I was going really fast. So I'm plunged into the water, and I'm like,
yeah. Oh my God.
What the hell? I thought he said walk. And then I heard somebody talk about, stand up, stand up. Yo, so I stood up. You ever had somebody just looking at you like, why did you even come? Yeah. Yeah, like, the dude was looking at me like, he was just like, what is wrong with you? Why are you at a water park and you can't swim? So the second time, this is when I really realized I should stop doing things that involve deep bodies of water.
Yeah.
So I was at a friend's house, right? It was a lot of people. I forget what we did. It was like a church outing, and we were cleaning tree barks and stuff out of this lady's yard. So, like, we were filthy. So don't ask me why or how, but we thought it would be a good idea to go rinse off in the pool.
Oh, my God.
So we all hyped up. It's turned up, like it's up. So my homeboy, he go jump in the pool. Homegirl jump in the pool, and they coming right up. So I'm thinking, it's like, but I'm not realizing you can't jump in a pool if it's not a little deep, because I can't swim. So yeah, it's not registering that I shouldn't follow suit.
Yeah.
So without thinking, I take a run and jump my ass in the pool. That's like 9 feet deep, and I'm like, they was laughing at me.
You was
first.
In the deep,
bruh. It was one level because it was a backyard. Like, ooh, it was like in the middle. Yeah.
Oh my God,
bruh. They had to save me. They pushed me to the side.
See,
they thought I was playing.
I can't swim in a deep though either. Like, I could swim in like the 6 feet, but that's the that's the furthest I'm going. Maybe 7. But I am not going to the deep, deep.
So basically what you're saying is we need to find swimming lessons before Nyla is older. Both of us is basically what we've just come to the conclusion
for
of.
For deep swimming, yes.
Well, I mean, that would
deep
be what you would need to do if your child fell in the ocean, right? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so I guess.
I mean, I just like to be well-equipped.
Oh, I'm never swimming in the ocean.
I mean, you know. Okay, I moved this over here for a reason. You do understand that this is in the camera light. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of cameras.
He got me doing a lot.
Welcome back
so,
to
you
the
know.
Big Podcast. I'm him, he.
And it's your girl, CT.
And this is episode 123, goddamn me. So, what were you talking about? I got you doing a lot. Go ahead. What was you saying?
I forgot.
I got you doing a lot. What did that mean?
I forgot.
The production of the podcast, you don't want to help in the production.
Michael likes to give random orders out of order.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, wow. She sped me up. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sure did. Let's go.
30, 40, 50 years old. As soon as they get emotional about something, they pick up the phone and they start typing hard, or they start going live and they start exposing different things. Put the phone down, please. Do not pick up the phone and go on social media. Do not tell your friends and family. Don't go and call your homegirl. Don't call your homeboy. Don't call your mama. Because all you're going to do is create more chaos and confusion. And this is one of the problems why Ed Reed finding himself in a situation like he is today. You don't have to say every thought. As a matter of fact, one of the strategic rules in maintaining power is to have control publicly and then to do whatever it is that you need to do privately.
Man, a word. I'll start the ship off because you already know that this is something that I have dealt with.
Yes.
Very, very closely in the last couple of years. I have anger issues, and not the anger issues to where, like, I can't control myself, but I just get really mad. I know you have comments. Ow. Bounce them off.
No, yeah. Go ahead. You were talking. Go ahead.
She's just going to be making them ad-libs. Honestly, I'll just take it back since we're a relationship podcast. Now, we're not a relationship podcast, but we'll talk about it because some people haven't heard this.
What?
It used to be a time, because I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but we didn't go deep into it. But it used to be a time where me and Satira used to get into it a lot. And I just would go off
the ringer.
A lot of these situations where I went off the rails, she was in the wrong. But if you're in a relationship and you want things to last and things to work and you don't want to put your partner down, you don't want them to feel some certain type of way because that's not really the thing to do, you really shouldn't approach your partner like that. She's automatically going to think about how I made her feel when that happened. I've realized that because we used to get into it. The argument would be extended and the point of like coming to a conclusion would take so long because I'm already up here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my feelings. You know what I'm saying? You say something that brings back to another time you responding in a crazy way. I ain't even gonna let you respond. I'm off the rails, off the rip. It was bad, bro. Even when it came to, not even just with my girl, even when it came to work, I just remember this one time when I first started working at, you remember the time where she put me on the first time she threw me on the schedule. Mm-hmm. And like, we were supposed to be recording that day. I got drunk the night before. I didn't even wake up till like 11. Long story short, they throw me on the schedule when I wasn't supposed to be working that day. And they was like, they did the whole, you said you were going to, they just were lying in my face type stuff. So I went off on the manager. You know what? You can go home. I don't even need you to act like this here. If you're going to act like that, then just go home. My point is, I flipped out and now she was giving an out to her being dead wrong. And just say, oh, you're acting crazy, so I'm going to make you leave instead of, my bad, I ain't know that. You can go home. That's really what it was. But since I put myself out there to just be flipping out, I look crazy. Yeah. And that's what happens, bro. You know what I'll do? When I get mad, if I'm irritated about something, I might, you know, because we try and do this workout thing, even though we, you know, slowed down, I might do some jumping jacks and some push-ups. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Might edit a video, you know what I'm saying? Might play some music. But I don't, nowadays, bro, if you get me mad, if you really get me mad, you're not even going to know it because I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah, I noticed with you recently, not recently, but
the last in the year or two.
Yeah, you don't get very, I feel like it's kind of hard to get you mad as, you know, compared to like before. Like, when you would just be going
out. Realize
I don't see you as mad now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I realized that people were using that against me. People were playing with me. And then when I flip out, they would just use me getting mad to further play with me. And get other people to be in on whatever narrative they're trying to put on me. So I said, oh, y'all think I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll go scream at home. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I still get fired.
Oh yeah,
because like that's just what it is. Like when I get mad, like I get hot, it's like my heart starts beating fast, and like last time me and Satira was fighting, and like she said something, and I started getting mad, but I didn't say nothing. But she was just like, you know what, Never. Because I just looked at her because she was just talking and I didn't agree with what she was saying.
Yeah, he has a look. He definitely has a look. And that's how I know he's mad or getting ready to just be mad or just start going. Because one thing about you is when he's mad, he like to talk and explain everything and all of that. So I'm like, as soon as I see the look on your face anymore, I'm just like, for the most part, I'm just like, I'm not even going, I'm just going to stop right here, right now.
Yeah, you got to control yourself because just like this situation, you probably don't know what he was talking about, but a Hall of Fame NFL player, he coached at his alma mater and he was going to get a HBCU position. They offered him a job. So I guess he went to go see the facility. He accepted the job, but they didn't officially accept it by signing the paperwork. Mm-hmm. So he goes to go see the facility, and I guess it was so bad, and he was just so bothered by it that he got on social media and just aired everything out. Do you think a reaction like that to somebody that's going to be working for this school? Why? Why is that not a good reaction?
It's unprofessional.
What does unprofessional mean? Because a lot of black people act like they don't know what that means.
Going on the internet, just like Anton was saying, being emotional, especially in like in a professional or like a business setting.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you running the social media airing everything out? That's crazy.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. Based on the fact that like the reason why you have to control yourself is because a lot of people, especially nowadays, a lot of people are very like sensitive. So if you blow up on them and you're just saying whatever comes to your mind, some people hold on to that for a long time.
And that might close doors.
As we say before, sometimes, bro, you don't know everything that's going on, especially at work. Something might be messed up.
Yeah.
And might affect you negatively, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you gotta shut the up and just hold on, bruh.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, bruh, a lot of the times, it's people that'll get up on you and they want you to explode because they gonna get your ass up out the door the minute you explode. I done been there. It never has worked on me because I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people that like be emotional, and people think you stupid when you do, because it's like you don't got enough cool to just chill out right now.
Yeah.
Like people start looking at you weird because I'm like that. Like, bro, if we in like a normal setting and then you start getting loud with somebody, I'ma leave, bro. If I'm with you and you start like get talking crazy to the waiter, I'ma pay and I'ma leave because I don't want to be out with somebody doing all of that.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, bruh, like they just working here, yo. Just chill out, bruh.
I think that's like a big thing. They like to bring their outside problems in a professional setting. You really just shouldn't do that.
We have to realize what it is. You know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of people will say, oh, you going to get them white folks money and all this dumb shit. But it's like, all right, well, maybe the person that does own this business, they are white. And maybe they want people that know how to, quote unquote, act at their business. Because a lot of people will call racism with certain things. Because I've seen situations where, like, somebody's just being an entitled baby. And just because they're not getting their way, they're calling some worker that makes, like, $12, $14 an hour racist. And it's like, I remember when I worked at Target when I first moved up here, Christmas season. Target stayed open until 12 o'clock. They usually close at 10. So they stayed open 2 hours later. This lady comes in here at 11:55. They let her go ahead because there's other people shopping. But eventually they get done too. They still in there playing around. You know how women, y'all women get when they go into the store.
Yeah,
they
but just I would never go
taking their good old time though. Like it's 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. So they telling her like, ma'am, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to buy something? Like, do you got what you trying to buy? Like, we got to go home to our families. It's people catch the bus. You got to go.
Right.
So it just turns into this whole thing. And now she's racist. And it's like, no, girl, we want you to buy your things and leave because we are closed.
Who called who racist?
The customer called the manager racist because it got to, so she's telling her to, you know, da da da. And then the lady, she's so unruly. This, the manager's like, all right, y'all could just leave. Yeah. Like, people have this thing where it's like, you can't say anything to me. Don't say anything to me, especially if you're an employee. Don't say anything to me. I'm a customer. I'm always right. I can do whatever I want. People have this thing nowadays where it's just like,
you feel entitled.
Yeah, and they just abuse customer service to the utmost degree. And the internet, it's like the internet unlocked a lot of negative feelings that you used to get made fun of for, like being a hater. You couldn't hate out loud. Well, it was niggas that could hate out loud. But it's like, you couldn't really hate out loud because the majority would look at you and be like, man, you lame, bro.
Yeah, I remember that.
But now, it's the majority of the internet is faceless accounts.
Yep.
And
haters.
That's, and it's like, I just find it weird. I really don't understand it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say I've trolled before. I've definitely, but I've not trolled to like get somebody hurt or like try to hurt a person's feelings. I've just trolled just to say some stupid. People definitely got mad because people get on the internet with their outsides. They want to unleash it. And it seems like that's the thing nowadays. And I just want to tell you guys, you are losers. Yeah. You control me, bro. I don't care. Like, I've went through my whole stages of, like, I used to, because I don't care what people think, but I didn't understand the part of people just be saying stuff so you can say something back.
Mm-hmm.
I be thinking somebody's saying something, because if I comment on a video, I'm saying something so that somebody can read it and like, oh, okay, maybe respond.
Right.
People, they just saying something just so you to say something back. Not for you to think about nothing, not it to be real. They just say.
Yep.
And like, people do that on my page still, but like, they don't do it because I don't, as much because I don't comment back. But I used to be insulting people. Because I used to be like, what type of is you to think that I care about what you saying? Yeah. I don't know you, bro. And that's not you on your page. You're a loser. Like, I used to be talking crazy to people. Because it's like, you think I care what you think? So I'm going to make you care what I think.
Yeah.
Loser. Like, but it's just something that you got to deal with. We all got to work for somebody at some point in life. Social media is changing. People may not be catching it, but like, bruh, your job is going to look you up. 9 times out of 10, especially if you, for somebody that matters, they have your page.
Yeah.
So go off on the rails if you want to. I see things happen like this all the time. And then guess what people will do? They'll get on the internet and just start talking about how they got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, we don't need to know all of that, dog.
Yeah, you can't say certain things on the internet, especially about like what you got going on, personal stuff, and you definitely shouldn't be talking about work on the internet.
These things have been going on for the longest, but it's just not been as magnified. I'm just so glad I caught wind like of people like sending people's job, their tweets. And, like, yo, you are so hateful. It's weird.
The internet is very, I can't even think of the word, but it's like a power. I've seen 2 videos in the last 24 hours, although these people were in the wrong.
Bruh, sometimes these things happen even when you're not in the wrong. You never know what people going through in life, so they might pull up something that you going through that your job may not know about. People have all different ways to mess with you and play with you. That's why I decide not to go back and forth, because I'm not that weird to even think about the things that somebody could do. Like, people think about these things.
Yeah.
People go down the rabbit hole, and like, bro, you just have to know that.
Yeah.
I just be seeing certain stuff and just be like, dog, what are you going to do 3 years from now? You doing all this wild stuff on the internet. Unless you know exactly what your plan is on how to flip this money you going to make on the internet, bro, you going to blow all through this. And then what you going to do? You're not going to be able to get no job because you on the internet doing wild stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I just be looking, like, just going back to the anger. I just be looking at people like lashing out, and it's like, bro, yo, it's not that serious. When I'm out, I'll be watching how I speak to people, because niggas really be holding whatever they going through, they be holding it like this, and they just want to, right when they get the chance. That's how a lot of these shootings happen, because it be like, ooh, something happened, and all of a sudden, ooh, I want it to try. Ooh, and that's sad, that's bro.
Crazy.
It's really like from my point of view, a lot of like what Twitter is people just, whatever they going through, they taking that and just blasting it to everybody through whatever way, through trolling.
You got to kill people with kindness too. And I feel like that really, you can't really.
Nah, bro, you can't even, bro. People that are like mean spirited and they just want like to hurt you. Like, you got to stand your ground, but you can't really be even play with them.
No, I mean, like if somebody says something to you, like if you're just out, like the customer service thing, you know what I mean? That type of thing. Like, yes, you have to be stern, but I'm not going to give a negative reaction to another negative reaction unless I have to.
Like, cause some people, that's what they want. They want you to get all crazy. See, that'd be the thing. Like, if it's, and I'll be catching this, like, yo, this person think that I'm just going to go crazy. That's why they trying this stuff. Exactly. Like, that's why they trying me so hard, because they want to be able to point the finger. Because guess what I realized? Once you stop responding to people and going back and forth, they still don't want to look crazy, because you know what they do? They go and make up narratives about you, start telling people made up stories about you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can't really do nothing about that. Like, you just got to let it go. That's really a part of maturing. Even though it kind of changed with the internet, because a lot of people don't live in truth.
I just rather say to myself, I don't have time for, like, the games, the drama, the negativity, any of that. Like,
bro, you just, like, people just be on such weird lane. Today, I had this friend, or I thought he was my friend. This nigga was friends with me because I had a car. I remember one time, bro, we went out to a party, and I'm thinking we chilling. He's like, yeah, all right, bro, I'm about to go chill with my such and such homies. And I'm just thinking, okay, why you saying, why you telling me? And then he was basically saying, oh, I'm going to meet you up at the car. And I was like, yo. And honestly, bro, I wanted to leave, bro. But I still had to sober up.
Yeah,
but I'm just not no messed up person. He lived like down the street from me.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know what, bro? Oh, you know, because I was still in the club doing my thing. I wasn't just standing around. I still enjoyed myself. But it was just like, I could have came here by myself. Right. Like, the way people be acting, they be like, bro, like, nigga, I don't, like, they'll try to put you in a position to like.
Or where
you need them. It's like, I don't need you, bro. These people nowadays, these are like the biggest setup con artists I have ever met in my life. Like, bro, I just done been in situations where, like, it's just like, yo, people done made friends with you to, like, get back at somebody else or get close to some, like.
That's crazy.
Like, yo, and I'll be like, you know what, yo, I'll just be alone. I will just be alone, be doing crazy stuff. Even men. Oh, my God. Men.
Yeah, that's wild.
I have another story.
What?
This is another thing I had to stop. So, I don't know what the occasion. Okay. I don't know what the occasion was. Oh, you better hope that's not in the camera. But, you remember Raymond?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the occasion was, but we were going to meet up with Satara at a club and celebrate for something. I forget what it was.
Oh, God. I know this story.
And Ray, we got this knockoff old whiskey. You know, the old English or the, I don't know what it is. It's some brown stuff, brown liquor that's in this. We didn't get the name brand. We got the knockoff.
Ooh.
So, I was cool when I got to his house. I had already bought the drinks. We drank so much to where we did not make it off the bus to downtown. So all I remember was getting on the bus and then waking up at the same spot and getting off. And okay.
Yo, I was so mad.
There were other reasons why she was mad as well. So, we got off the bus, and I was so incoherent, and my homeboy, he was from Cali, so he didn't know where to go. And I think it came back that we was, like, right around the corner, and we were supposed to meet you at the bus stop. She had waited at the bus stop for, like, an hour. And then, when I come to, I was cussing her out, because in my head, I don't know how, we went there and you weren't there, and for some reason I thought you was with another dude. Mind you, we drank a whole bottle, like not a fifth.
He remembers like, everything. I don't even
a
remember.
A whole bottle of brown liquor, like this big. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no cap.
Liquor or beer?
No, it was liquor. Knockoff Crown Royal.
Was it Coleco Jack?
No, it was knockoff Crown Nelson. Royal. I don't know, but it
was. Is there a man on the front?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nelson.
Yo,
I think that's what it's called, Nelson or some crazy ass.
So, bruh, my homeboy's laughing so much because I guess I was wilding out, and I'm like, where this at? And then I'm like,
he was calling me.
You don't remember? You don't remember I called you on the phone as I was walking home and I was screaming into the phone.
I think so.
And then you were yelling back. You were like, shut up. What are you talking about? You didn't meet me. Da-da-da-da. Nobody's with a neck. Like, you straightened me out. Because I didn't. You was like, what are you? I don't know what you're talking about. But you obviously drank too much and this, that, and the third. Because I was so drunk and just like cooked. But I begged for forgiveness. I begged for forgiveness so much that I begged her to come over that night. It was like 1 a.m. She didn't get. I paid for an Uber cross town because I wanted to beg for forgiveness. And by God, we had the best sex ever. Boy, she was telling me to do all the shit. Because I guess I had to earn it back. But like, I felt so bad, yo. I've realized that in a couple of other incidents, I realized, you know what? I'm going to just stop drinking liquor. It's not a good thing for me.
Yeah.
Because at the time, I had a lot of things to figure out. And I think a lot of people have this problem. Like, they're not alcoholics per se, but they drank. And they drank like every day. We used to be like that. Mm-hmm. We used to every day have like 2-3 glasses of wine. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That box of wine.
Every day, go get the wine. Every 5-6 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving it. I'm putting some cushion on it. Because, bruh. And I had to realize, you know what, bro? I don't think I could do alcohol at all, for real. And, you know, we're looking more into this. We got to eat better. We got to put more better stuff into our body and exercise. But there's just a lot of crazy things going on health-wise with our generation that has never been seen before.
When I got diagnosed with diabetes earlier last year, I can't believe she's still up. Earlier last year, the endocrinologist was telling me that there's a lot of younger people who are getting diabetes now, especially in their 20s. And I've recently heard that there's a lot of colon cancer going around in young people now too, because of the stuff that's in our food, along with microwaving, I heard causes. Yeah. So that's a big one.
I think about that all the time. It was cool to work, like, to get, you know, the grind time in with this month of not sleeping and stuff. But it has to be a balance. There's probably still going to be a night or two that I stay up a little because I'm working on the podcast.
I think it's okay if you do it like a couple of times out of the week or once, twice, whatever.
Maybe on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or even Thursdays too.
Yeah. Thursdays. Because you know, I'll be lit on Thursdays.
I know. That's why
I think it's just like a music thing. I still just be up Thursday night.
Yep. Because, you know, as soon as 12 o'clock hit.
Yep.
That's when all the music drops.
So, yeah, it's a balance. But, like, I think, like, as we make more money, we definitely got to put that to use in the stuff that we eat because we got that baby. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be here. Like, I got plans. Shit, I got money to make. I got money to get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want to live longer. And there's a lot of people, like, dying of, like, heart disease. And like I said, you know, colon cancer is going around. And diabetes, I know a lot of people don't think it is, but diabetes is very serious. Like, I feel it. I really feel it.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Like,
it changes your life.
Explain to y'all. Let me explain to y'all this story. I flew this way from Muff, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Been talking to her on Instagram for months. You feel me? I done spent damn near 5 G's on this. She talking about she don't want nobody to touch her. Man, you got me f***ed up. You mean when you can leave? What you talking about?
All right, I'm pretty sure they're probably just going to be saying the same thing for the next couple minutes. So, Let's just put ourselves in a scenario. I'm me, you're you. We don't know each other. Say we've been chopping it up for a couple months. What are your intentions when I'm flying you out?
This is me. I can't speak for everybody else, but when you're talking to somebody, you're talking to that somebody. Talking to that one person, you know what I'm saying?
When you're messing with somebody, you mess with them.
Right. And if we're talking for 3 months, you know how texts are between people. If you FaceTime and you get flirty and all that,
you can feel a person out.
Yeah.
In this situation, she obviously had no... I'm not going to say that. Actually, yes. I'm going to assume that she had no plans on having sex with this dude. It came out that she had been out all weekend doing other stuff and hanging out with other people. I don't know if it was meeting other men or just friends. He flew her out on a Friday. She was doing all the little all weekend. And then come Sunday, she ain't trying to give him no box. Dude's a clown. He's a clown.
Yeah.
Because number one, you have no game. How is it that you get somebody to fly across town, even if she playing you? I mean, some of y'all girls are scandalous and y'all do just be using dudes. I'm not that guy.
That's probably her, though.
Nah, but it's, bro, you, if you've been talking to somebody for months, you can't catch that. The internet stuff. I haven't done that in a while, so I don't really know. When you meet somebody on the internet, it's a chance that they was faking. I definitely done met them up faking and then found out they was crazy. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get away from you. Those things do happen, but it's like, you just don't got no game, bro. Nowadays, it's like a transactional thing. I'm gonna do this. Now you gotta give me some money. That's just not how I got. Growing up, I've never like, oh, I'm gonna give you this so now you can give me attention.
Yeah.
And now you can, and now I can possibly get the box. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Most of the girls that I mess with, like, I ain't even gonna go that far. When me and Satara got together and I asked her, what's the first thing we gonna do when I got here? She said, have sex. And I said, why? She said, because we've been talking all this time. We already did all that. I mean, if you doing it, right?
Yeah.
If you, I don't be understanding you dudes that be, you get a girl to come out on a date with you. I understand that these women be scandalous, but a lot of these women be kind of trying to see what's up too.
Yeah.
Some women, you can just talk yourself out of the too. I don't know. Because, bro, I'm not like a gangster. You know what I'm saying? I could pull a woman now, like, at this weight, because I'm I just got, you know what I'm saying? It's in me, it's not on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know how to just converse with a woman, and I got, like, people like me for my personality, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know, these niggas is pitiful. Somebody. It's like, this nigga's yelling. He has her on live. Bro, if that happened to me, I wouldn't tell a soul. Because I would feel so cooked myself. It's like, he's like telling us this for like us to be mad at her and like to shame her. And it's like, I just think that's weird, bro.
I'm so sorry for coughing, but that is weird. That's like, it's I feel like it's childish because it's like, is it that serious? Like, you're that butthurt.
Like, bro.
I mean, I understand it's frustrating and, you know, but I don't think that it's the internet's business. You know what I'm saying?
It just ties back into our first topic. And you just got, bro, you cannot just automatically, once something happens, just boom, I'm picking up my phone.
Yeah.
Bro, what?
That's the society that we live in today.
And that's stupid. I'm telling you right now, that's stupid. You're not going to get nowhere just flipping out on people, bro. Like, just... Bruh, it's no bullying, people. If you somewhere where you could bully somebody to do what you want them to do, you and that person not gonna last long because y'all ain't doing nothing of consequence. Because anywhere where there's real money involved, you're not bullying nobody to do nothing. Mm-mm. Because hey, you might think you are, and then you're gonna be out on your ass or in jail.
Yeah,
with no job. Like, that's not the approach, bro. We're not in the streets, dog. Like, I don't know. Like, bro, people was like, you, and you didn't see the video of Ed Reed yelling, but oh my God, this nigga was just yelling. And then he bring him on an interview. This nigga on the interview hollering and screaming. He got his lawyer sitting next to him. He's so out of pocket that his lawyer got to come on an interview. You ever seen an interview like that where somebody got to sit next to you so they can calm you down? You can't act like this, dog. I'm sorry. Because people are saying his response makes sense because it's so bad. Like, the college, the conditions are very bad at the college. You blasting a college that you're going to be employed at, that, like, you can't, in the contracts of jobs, literally says, you can't go on social media and speak bad about us.
Yeah.
It says that in the contract.
Yep.
So, no matter what the problem is, if you're going to work here, you have to sign this paperwork. You're legally agreeing that you can be cool with being fired if you just go off the rail. When you just go up to somebody and just start, oh, you did this and you did that and you confront, bro, you're not going to get what you want to get. You know what I'm saying? You have a better chance of having a constructive conversation if you can express yourself cool, calm, and collective and actually get your point across, bro. This angry yeah, things are wrong, but you're not gonna be steamrolling anybody. And let's just be frank with it. Some of these people don't want things to change. So guess what you gotta do? Hello? That was born yesterday. You gotta finesse the situation. You gotta massage what you're trying to get done. You gotta kinda make the goose good for the gander. You catch more flies with honey. Gotta learn how to talk, bro. We don't know how to talk. I bet you can tell. Well, the audio's better too. Oh my god, the audio's better for the whole episode, and the camera's way better. I apologize, bro. I just be trying new things. I was trying to make the show better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the only way you can figure things out. Yep. Even though all I needed to do was flip my phone, and the camera's great that way. Even though we had a little bit of a struggle with the ring light, you know.
So what you finna do with the camera?
I mean, it's just here.
We can use it
for something else. It's really, they said it's a vlogging camera. So it probably, because we're recording inside, it's a $100 camera, so it's not top notch. But I feel like if we was outside with the sun, because it's not bad quality per se. I just think that I don't think it's a still recording camera, you know, like for something like this. But, I mean, I just hope that I'm in the camera.
I hope I'm in there too because I didn't move my legs.
No, I gave you a little bit more room. Okay. Like, bro, I don't know what I'm doing with this podcast and stuff. I just try things and I learn as I go because this is something that I really enjoy doing. And I just want to really become better at it. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things. Let me stop lying. I have a lot of things that I want to do with the podcast. I don't know when we're going to be able to do it because you just have to be realistic. Yeah. I wanted to move so that we could have the pod in a, you know, an actual room, but that's just not the best idea if we really want to get our money up and get our savings up. Like, we got to take baby steps. And how do you feel about, like, question?
Yes.
If we could be guaranteed for our incomes to keep increasing every year, and if you were to live the same way for the next 10 years and you knew that you would have millions at the other end, would you live the same way?
Like here?
Not here per se, but somewhere like here.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that. I would just need a couple of things. I'm sorry. You know, just for my liking, if possible.
But of course.
I wouldn't mind living this way. I don't, that's the thing. Like, you don't need to be extravagant. You know what I mean? Like,
unless you have it to be extravagant.
Right. But like, if you don't, then you shouldn't be living extravagant. That's why I said, like, I'm happy here because my daughter has our daughter has her own bedroom. We have somewhere to sleep. We have somewhere to work within the house. Even though it's might be a little crammed up.
It's not. This nigga's not even, that's crammed up.
We, I mean, we're not crammed up like that. It's just, we need to just...
She just has, our daughter just has a lot of toys, so they're always everywhere.
And we need...
We need more items to...
We don't have a lot of storage.
Yeah, we need more storage items.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just... I don't know, bro. I'm just trying to...
Plus, we got a whole extra ass room upstairs that's not even being used
yeah,
right
we're,
now.
Yeah, we're so going to have to do it up. We're going to have to, you know, move a couple of things
that's
around.
You have to... We've moved our workstations so many different times. We move things around all the time. So it's just like we have to adjust to our lifestyles. And we also have to adjust to Nyla as well. You know, there's three people here. So we have to just make it comfortable and make it work for everybody.
Yeah, I just didn't want to move because I knew that we would probably have to spend all the money that we had to move.
Yeah.
And then we would have to just build back up and, like, have, like, and it's just, like, bro.
Plus with debt, especially with me, like.
Yeah, it's, bro, I don't think, because we have a whole kid to worry about. So if we're going to move and we're going to use moving services, especially in this city, we got to plan it out so it can be done right. Because I just don't even want to run into having to argue with people that I'm paying to do something for.
Right.
And that's something that you have, that is a problem in Pittsburgh, period. But especially when you don't plan properly.
Right.
Because people are, I don't understand the attitude of people out here. It's like, you're getting paid to do this, bros. What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
But, like, it's just stuff, it's just like, you know what? It'll probably be way more stressful and way more taxing to try to pull a move off. We could stay here. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you gotta be, bro, you don't know who you live next to nowadays. That whole suburbs thing, that thing is kind of a, I mean, you don't want to come over this area and play, but it's still things that have happened not that far from where we live, yeah. Not in people's houses, right. But it's still, like, it's just... Nigga, you open season if you out here loafing and out here just lollygagging and somebody see you as a lick.
Yeah.
And we have to be cognizant of that with a daughter.
Right.
And without the weapons that a fat person would need to fend off robbers.
Right.
Like, I got weapons, but I need some fire.
Right.
Yeah, if I can't move. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm being serious because I'm a grown man. And I just be thinking, like, what you gonna do if a nigga, if three niggas walk up on you, Satira and Nyla, when y'all walking down the street? What you gonna do? What am I going? I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna probably be able to keep off two
I'm
niggas.
Fighting too. Shit.
And then where the baby at? Well, hit by a car or something like that. It's, like, bro, I just be really thinking. I be thinking about stuff like that. It's like, fat ass nigga, you better get up and do some jumping jacks or something. Like, no, like, bro. And
I hear you, though.
But, like, and I just think, I think, the, like, even with the whole, with just changing our mindset and becoming more disciplined, like, bro, that took time to adjust to. So I think the weight loss will take time. Because we always been going up.
It does take time. It definitely does take time.
Yeah.
I know I always talk about her, but honestly, I kind of, like, look up to her in a way because she had kids. But this girl on TikTok.
I wish you had her name so you could give her recognition.
Cashton, I believe is her name. Cashton on TikTok. I can't find her right now. But, she has three babies, and she lost a bunch of weight. I believe she started at the end of 2021, and she lost, like, over 100 pounds or something like that. And she's still working on herself. But I remember I was watching one of her lives, and she said it might take a couple of times, like, to really, like, discipline yourself to really want to do this. And but she said if you really want to do it, you'll do it, but you might restart 1 month, you might restart. She said she's done it. It's hard. It's not easy, especially when you're so used to eating a certain way, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you're so used to, like, living a certain way, drinking all the drinks, like a lot of the stuff that we eat is addictive, and that's the reason. And it's the sugar that's in the food. That's what makes it addictive. The sugar in the food. That's the problem. We are all addicted. I don't want to say everybody, but most of us are addicted to sugar. And I know I am. I'm not afraid to admit it.
That's our episode for this week.
Yeah. That's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoyed, and we'll talk to y'all next week.